This is Degaris, Masculist, MGTOW, Flyers. That is two, three-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 466, part 3, entitled The Masculist Case for Budding Female Masculists. Carrying straight on. Bullet. Put masculist groups in every high school and campus. One of the main aims of the masculists is to put a masculist group in every high school and campus so that young men are in a position to exert enormous moral pressure on young women to fib up or be spat at for being fluffy manslavers and hence be driven out of the culture. Increasingly, manslavery will no longer be tolerated the same way today Negro slavery is no longer tolerated. How will these masculist groups be set up? It's likely that at the universities they will be set up spontaneously by male students themselves as they absorb masculist and MGTOW ideas from the internet. They will discover each other, band together, and form masculist groups, which then spread masculist / MGTOW ideas further across the university. However, most of the fluffy crapper damage is done in the high schools, so it's likely that once the university masculist groups are well established, they will then reach out to the high schools by sending masculist speakers to them to teach masculist ideas to the high school students, encouraging them to create their own masculist groups so male high school students can put powerful moral pressure on young women to fib up, to become bi-conscious, or suffer horribly as these female fluffy high school students are socially and sexually rejected by their male classmates. Those fluffy young women who are slow at becoming bi-conscious will suffer horribly, I predict. Women are very sensitive to social rejection, since in the distant past, to be excluded from one's group, one's tribe, usually meant death. Another source for the creation of masculist groups in high schools and colleges are the parliaments, that is, via the gender equality committees. These parliamentary masculists, that is male gender politicians, can promote the establishment of masculist groups in high schools by providing grants to university masculist groups to pay for masculist speakers to visit high schools, thousands of them in a state, to preach the masculist word. These parliamentary masculists can push for the establishment of men's studies courses at universities and give money for the creation of chaired professorships so that university students can be taught the main ideas of the masculists. These gender politicians can also push the media to give a lot more exposure to masculist ideas so that the general public is exposed to masculist thinking, so that the whole society becomes bi-conscious, which is far from being the case today. Most people are either zero conscious or monoconscious, that is, feminist, and know nothing about masculist ideas. Bullet. Men fare the gender laws across the board. There are many ways in which men are legally discriminated against, for example, receiving heavier punishments than women for identical crimes. In cases of domestic violence, it's usually the man who is thrown out of his home, etc. The masculists aim to create gender political parliamentary committees which will systematically eliminate laws that discriminate against men, especially in the divorce courts, bring in the para, and legislate hundreds of changes to the gender laws which today discriminate against men. When one studies the ways that women are privileged over men in society, the list is long. Male masculist gender equality committee members will have a lot of work to do in removing all these many legal discriminations against men across the board as a matter of principle. That is, that no legal discrimination against men should exist simply because they are men. To masculists, that principle is sacred. Bullet. Men fear the media. Most journalists today are female. And since most of these educated, degreed women are monoconscious feminists, they have a real feminist bias against the men-faring of the gender laws for men, since they see men as the oppressors of women, since the only gender politics they know is feminist. Feminism has taught them that gender oppression is a one-way street. So when monoconscious feminists are first confronted by masculist ideas, especially the masculist claim that women oppress men far more than vice versa, in brackets, for example, rape by a man being small beer in comparison to the decades-lasting manslaving parasitism of fluffies, close brackets, they tend to freak out, suffering cognitive dissonance, since these masculist claims run so contrary to any feminist teaching that they have ever heard all their lives. So, there is a monoconscious resistance to the penetration of masculist ideas into the media. So this is an obstacle the masculists need to overcome, and of course is something that today's masculists are busy doing. Dash, myself for example, with my regular masculist flyers on the internet, which get many hundreds of views a day, putting masculist ideas into the heads of an ever-growing number of men's minds, and hopefully women's minds too, since, as said at the beginning of this flyer, it is in masculist self-interest that there be many female masculists to vote with men for the men-faring of the gender laws. As masculism spreads, more journalists of either sex will be exposed to these ideas, and some journalists will find them interesting and put them in their media pieces, their newspaper reports, their television programs, their